towards growing all the way up and becoming a great being. We are all very delicate, with a lifespan that should be even longer. And anyway, life cannot come with a full guarantee. We are born of fundamental principles of physics and chemistry, and such a large number of tries that it would be very strange indeed had we not emerged from all that chaos. We are perpetually tuned by evolution, but not for our happiness or achievement or greatness, but more like a river. We are tuned the way slime mold grows, the way a river wants to flow. It is a different path from what we wish for. And from that divergent and within our limits, we will discover hardships. Life is a miracle of the universe, and it is your miracle as well. And you are not allowed to bow to any weight, no matter how crushing. That is why growing all the way up is necessary. That is why greatness cannot be optional. To protect whatever pieces are left, and when everything turns to dust, to keep the memory safe. First, as the miracles we treasure within, and then as part of our extended and long-lived legacy, which is meant to carry your memories forward so that they become treasured by others in their greatness. It is indeed true that you will be known among the stars for your poems. Greatness is not just about accepting your intellectual inheritance in the form of books or growing up to become a proper adult by standing on the shoulders of giants that came before you. It is an integral part of the structure of a human being within that many other components will integrate with and depend on. In greatness, you become unlimited, unbreakable, unshakable, and fearless, and endless, and authentic, and wise. The path of greatness has been carved in our history since before the modern human. It is the oldest, perhaps the most, of the human culture, and certainly our most powerful and meaningful heritage. If overwork, stress, and tragedy has you down, firmly plant your fists in the concrete along with its sand, and rise to your knees and feet, and then steady yourself. Find a library and non-fiction narrated books about clear-thinking great beings, philosophers, and thinkers and doers who left positive and lasting contributions. Bring your books to a night beach where you can see all the stars the same way that you saw them first when you were little. And as you stand there on the edge of the universe, reconnect with it in your brilliance and in your beautiful mind. Each time you find your way to the beginning, you are wiser, more powerful, and your mind is more precious. You will be too busy to notice the last loop you'll need before you bloom to know